Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Colin Lowther. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Seoul, South Korea. Tanny Gray Thompson sat in front of a large crowd. The crowd cheered for her and the other athletes sitting with her. The athletes had just won top awards in their sport at the International Paralympic Games. For Tanny Gray Thompson, it was her first award at this event. But she would go on to win many more awards like this one.
Today's spotlight is on Tanny Gray Thompson. She cannot walk. She uses a wheelchair to move around. But she has achieved amazing results in sport and in life.
The Paralympic Games in Seoul was Tanny's first international competition. The Paralympic Games are like the Olympic Games. Athletes come together from all over the world to compete against each other. The events include races and many other sports like basketball and football. However, all the athletes are disabled. They have physical problems and limits. For example, they may be blind or, like Tanny, they cannot walk.
Tanny competes in wheelchair races. She uses her hands to push the wheels of her wheelchair. She races against other wheelchair users. In 1988, she achieved the third best time in her distance, the 400 meter. Tanny's desire was to win the top prize, made of gold. She knew she must train even more to win a gold medal the next time.
Tanny was born in 1969 in Wales, Great Britain. She was born with the condition spina bifida. She was able to walk with help until the age of 7. But after that, she could not use the lower part of her body. She needed a wheelchair. Many modern wheelchairs have engines. But at that time, Tanny could only move about by pushing the large wheels on either side of her. Tanny was strong and active. She loved sport. She tried wheelchair racing at the age of 13, and she did not stop racing. In a video for the UK Foreign Office, Tanny said,
"Racing is amazing. It is speed. It is fear. In a road race, you can be going down a hill at 80 kilometers an hour, but you are only 2 feet from the ground. It is tiring. It's joy. is so many different things all mixed up together. It's the most amazing feeling.
After the games in Seoul, Tani trained hard every day. The next Paralympic Games was in Spain in 1992. There, she achieved 4 gold medals. Because of her health, she has had many medical treatments. This includes treatments to her back and spine. But she has always returned to racing. At later games, she won 7 more gold and 3 silver medals. She also set 2 world records.
During this time, she was also competing in other racing events. She finished first in the London Marathon 6 times. This 42-kilometer race goes through the streets of London. Most people run the race. But there is also an event for wheelchair racers. Even as a child, Tani wanted to do this race. She told the BBC,
"I remember saying to my mother that I was going to do the London Marathon one day. It was my dream to be there on the starting line with everyone else. And if you have that kind of dream, it gives you something to aim for. It is important to have something you can concentrate on or have a plan to work towards. If you work hard, you have a chance of making your dream come true."
Her achievements in sport made Tani famous in her home country. And she used these achievements to encourage other disabled people. She also worked to change the conditions of disabled people in Britain. She has helped to change many people's opinions about disabled people.
When she was young, life was very difficult for disabled people in Britain. Most places had steps that she could not climb. Businesses and public buildings did not have to be available for disabled people. Tani remembers,
"When I was young, I could not go out. Most places did not have toilets that I could use. Film theatres did not permit disabled people to enter without adults. I remember now, and it is frightening. That was only 30 years ago."
During the 1980s and 90s, many of these laws changed. They changed because of people like Tani. Many disabled people worked with the government. They showed that disabled people can live full, normal lives, if society permits it. Now, Great Britain has laws which demand that every public building must permit wheelchairs to enter. For this work and her success in sport, Tani has received 4 separate honours and awards from the government.
The final honour came in 2010 when Tani became a baroness. This means she can sit in the House of Lords in the British Parliament. She helps to make the country's laws.
Tani Grey Thompson has achieved many things. This is partly because of her parents. In a video for the UK Foreign Office, she said,
"They encouraged me to leave home and travel. They believed that the world would have to change. It was not me. There was nothing wrong with me being in a wheelchair. I did not begin by trying to change the world. I just tried to be the best athlete I could be."
Tani retired from sport in 2007. She is married and has 1 child. But her work continues. In 2012, the Paralympic Games are in London. Tani believes that they may help the cause of disabled people. Many people will be watching, both in London and on television and the internet around the world. Tani hopes that as people watch the disabled athletes, many people's opinions will change. Britain has made many changes to its laws, but many more changes are necessary there and in many other countries to make disabled people equal in society. Tani's life shows that this is possible.
The writer of this program was Alan Harris. The producer was Nick Mangels. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom and the United States. All quotes were adapted and voiced by Spotlight. You can find our programs on the internet at www.radioenglish.net. This program is called Racing Towards Respect.
We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.